Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-decision episode of SCOTUScast. I'm your host, Spencer Perrin. On May 17, 2021, the Supreme Court decided BP PLC versus Mayor and City Council of Baltimore. The issue is whether Section 1447D permits a court of appeals to review any issue encompassed in a district court's order remanding a removed case to state court when the removing defendant promised removal in part on the federal officer removal statute, Section 1442, or the civil rights removal statute, Section 1443. In a 7-1 opinion authored by Justice Gorsuch, the court vacated the ruling of the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, holding, quote, where defendant energy companies premised Section 1447D removal in part on the federal officer removal statute, Section 1442, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit erred in holding that it lacked jurisdiction to consider all grounds for removal rejected by the district court, unquote. Justice Sotomayor filed a dissenting opinion. Justice Alito took no part in the consideration or decision of this case. Karen Harned, Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Legal Center, joins us to discuss this decision.
This case, which is BP versus the mayor and the city of council of Baltimore, concerns, in broad context, it concerns climate change. So the decision, honestly, was very narrow and a procedural one. But we're going to talk about how we got here. I'm going to review quickly, the facts and the opinion. So to set the table, 10 years ago in AEP versus Connecticut, the Supreme Court had ruled that corporations cannot be sued for greenhouse gas emissions under federal common law because the Clean Air Act delegates the regulation of those emissions to the EPA. Because as we know, there has been a big movement on the part of environmentalists in particular to, ramp up greenhouse gas regulation to the extent the federal government hasn't gone as far as they would like. So that set the table on that, and that put down those types of lawsuits in the federal courts. So the city, those that are wanting more regulation decided to go a second route. And so really starting, I think, in the summer of 2017, we saw cities and counties across the country filing lawsuits against oil and gas companies for climate change related claims, and they were doing it in state courts this time. So, for example, in California, you had 8 cities and counties that had sued. New York City sued. In Colorado, Boulder City and Boulder County, as well as San Miguel County, had sued. And then bringing us to this suit, Baltimore City sued. Again, all of them sued in state court. And in Baltimore, the case at hand, that city sued around 24 fossil fuel companies for creating what they called a public nuisance. And they had so public and private nuisance, I think, were at least 2 of their 8 claims that they had against these companies. But so they did it in state court, and not surprisingly, the defendants wanted to get moved to federal court. And so that ended up really being what this particular case turned on. And what Chevron said was, look, this case needs to move to federal court because of the federal officer removal statute, which allows for removal of lawsuits filed in state courts against state federal officers or anyone that acts as a federal officer. And Chevron had argued that Baltimore was trying to hold it liable for actions it took as federal officers or under the directions of them because, for example, they were trying to hold them liable for production of fossil fuels that were produced offshore under federal government leases. And so they tried to remove, and that ended up getting challenged or pushed back, obviously, by the city. And there are just two instances, as a general rule, where orders that send a case back to state court cannot be appealed. One is the federal law says it's one in the civil rights and one with this federal officer removal. And so basically the Fourth Circuit ruled that it could only review whether removal was appropriate in this case under the federal officer statute, and it said it wasn't appropriate. And so then it declined to take on Chevron's attempt to appeal to the district court's rejection of the other grounds for removal to federal court. So it said, no, we don't have federal officer removal. I'm not going to look at the rest of this. And so that's where it came to the court. And Justice Gorsuch, for a 7-1 majority, held that the Fourth Circuit was that mistaken, that a federal appeals court can review the district court's entire remand order, not just the part about whether or not they, were federal officers, when one of the grounds is appealable. So basically, if you've got one appealable ground for removal, which would include, the federal officer statute or civil rights statute, those are the two exemptions, then you can get, the whole order appealed and considered by an appellate court as to whether or not the federal court is appropriate or the district court is appropriate. So in this instance, what Gorsuch's opinion said was basically, when you look at the statute, order is order, and that doesn't, they weren't carving out a certain part of the order. They know how to do that when they write statutes. The other side argued, well, they also know how to write, they both were arguing on textual sides, so I feel like Gorsuch had a bit of a stronger argument there. Sotomayor was the only dissenter. She just argued that she was concerned that this was just going to be a way for companies and these types of litigations or other types of litigations that might involve the federal officer statute or civil rights to, shoehorn their way out of state court into federal court, and that the exception was going to swallow the rule. And then Justice Alito, and I don't know why, was not part of this decision. I think he was recused for some reason. But anyway, that is the bottom line. It's not – so the interesting part's all the climate change stuff, but at the end of the day, this really was about whether or not if you have grounds for removal – on one of these two exceptions, and this one, the federal officer exception, was the specific of this case, does that mean the whole order, including the other grounds, can be appealed to if you don't agree with the state, with the state having jurisdiction or not?
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. SCOTUS Cast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUS Cast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.